The 2020 Oscar nominations announced this morning had the usual amount of snubs and surprises. Also, some concerns about the lack of diversity and inclusion in the nominated work. We're going to dig a little deeper. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Stephen Gatos, Executive Vice President of Content of Variety Magazine. So, big, broad question, Stephen. You look at the list, you hear all the nominations, you think what?
I think it's a good year for movies. I think the movies are provocative and daring and challenging and interesting. And I think that the actors are mostly white.
I want to ask you about some specific snubs and surprises here. And I'll put my own out there first. I loved Just Mercy, and I thought Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan were amazing in that. Nothing. No Oscar love.
The picture, for whatever reason, did not really get out of the gate, award season-wise. And, we could spend the next hour talking about, why that is. Sometimes the studio has a lot of other films. For whatever reason, the picture did not capture the imagination of the critics and the festival goers and the cognoscenti, and it did not get traction in award season. You're right.
Also, lack of female directors nominated this year, correct?
Well, here's the tough part. You know, the industry is trying to grapple with this problem, and it is a very real problem, of not having anything resembling gender parity in terms of directing in a lot of the positions in these major films. So there were some films directed by women that for various reasons didn't register. And the other problem is there are 9 Best Picture nominees and only 5 Best Director nominees, so almost half of the films nominated for Best Picture are not going to show up in Best Director. And I think you're talking about Greta Gerwig did, have a picture nominated for Best Picture. Gerwig, it should be noted, is nominated in the screenplay category.
A lot of iconic star power in this particular mix. I'm looking at Best Supporting Actor nominees. Tom Hanks, Anthony Hopkins, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, and Brad Pitt. That's one category.
It's hard to believe, and everybody seems to believe it's Brad's to lose, and you think, wow, really? Up against all of those guys, and not just those guys, those actors, those artists doing work that is amongst the best they've ever done.
The Joker led the way in terms of the sheer number of nominations. You see that coming?
I saw it coming a little more clearly because I'm a BAFTA voter, and I saw the British Academy. It was one of the top finalists, and you could sort of sense in the last few days with Joaquin's wins in the Golden Globes. We did an event with Joaquin and Todd Phillips out in Palm Springs Festival. You could kind of see it, but did I believe it was going to get the most nominations of any film? No. Am I happy? Over the moon. I think it's a great film.
Stephen, before we let you go, go out on a limb and give us a long shot prediction that we can all use in our little scorecards this year.
Well, Brad Pitt's going to win the supporting actor. Laura Dern's going to win supporting actress. And I think either Joker or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is going to win Best Picture.
Thank you very much. That is Stephen Gatos, Executive Vice President of Content of Variety Magazine, came up with that on the fly.
I'm making notes right here.